At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we're discussing the hottest topics in pop culture. Is Katy Perry experiencing her art pop era? Are spinners the new yo-yo? Would you sue someone for texting during a movie on a first date? Which Chris is the hottest one alive? And is it flick or flip? Listen and find out. To watch the visual version of the podcast a week before it's on iTunes and SoundCloud, download the full screen app and enjoy. And if you're an eligible AT&T Wireless customer, you can stream Psychobabble again and again because they're giving it to you for a year at no extra cost. Just go to fullscreen.com/ATT for more details. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Now, before we get into today's episode, I gotta give some love to our sponsor, and that is Detour. I want to tell you all about the new app that is not about looking at your phone, but instead looking at the world. It is called Detour. They've got 150 immersive audio walks from Radiolab, Ken Burns, KQED, and more. It's like getting a little guide throughout wherever you are so that you get like an insider scoop of where you're exploring. So if you want to get it, go to detour.com/psychobabble to take one guide for free. Thanks for sponsoring this episode. We love you, Detour.
Good.
Hi.
Nah.
Hi.
Hello.
Why are you just screaming into the microphone?
I was just reaching a note.
Nah.
God, do you know what note that is?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. Oh, God. This reminds me of that dumb fart thing you sent me. Of
what?
The fart being the perfect note.
Oh.
Why would you tag me
in
that?
It was this melodic, beautiful.
It was a fart that was like.
I hate that.
You were like,
I just know Corey hates potty humor of any sort. He hates farts, he hates poop, God. He hates diarrhea, anything like that. And then when it's supposed to be funny, Corey like hates it. So it was on my Facebook feed, and
I would unfriend whoever like liked that. And
it was on my news feed, and it was like somebody had transposed they had slowed down a fart and then set it to orchestration. And they gave it
a treble clef.
I will say it was a beautiful song because it was like.
It had a tilde.
It had a kind of a release, if you will.
Did I ever tell you when we had music class in elementary school, we would have to stand on the orchestra chart thing?
Nope.
And then the teacher would call out a letter, and you had to step on that letter, and the last one there got eliminated. So you had to know A.
Okay, sure.
All I know is that the letters in between the lines spell
flat.
Face.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing.
What do the others spell?
Stab? Or wait, no. Stab is something else. Stab is soprano tenor.
She'd be like, A, and then you'd have to get on the second gap, the first gap.
That's a good way to get to. That's a good way to help memorize.
And she'd go 1, 2, 3, 4, 10. Oop. And if you weren't there, you were out.
Okay.
God, I loved that game.
Cool.
It was a Calypso birthday party.
I don't even know what those words mean.
She would sing on our birthday. She would. This is the woman who
Did
had the tennis ball. I've told you this.
Oh, I hate that. Was,
oh? And you would like squeeze the tennis ball's face. Someday we'll get a tennis ball cut.
We don't got
lips.
The budget for a tennis ball.
Yeah, we do.
No.
We got spinners.
Spoiler. What I really wanted to talk about today was, so there I was. I'm going to tell you.
You're going to sit there with a spinner and not let me have one?
First, I have to tell you about spinners.
Okay, go.
Because you don't know what this is, do you?
I saw two kids on Muni playing with it, and I thought, I hate both of you.
It's the new thing. It's the new time. Shit.
One of my teacher friends.
It's the new Tamagotchi.
It's the new laser pointer.
That just gave me a thrill to drop it.
Remember laser pointers?
I had one.
In eighth grade, my teacher took it from me and then used it to point out things on the board from his desk. And I thought, I hope you're going to replace my batteries that you're wasting.
We had a lockdown because somebody laser pointed from one classroom to another and everyone thought it was a sniper. I said, who is sniping at Dibble Middle School? Nobody.
I got my laser pointer from Sam's Club, and it was a nice,
so
nice.
There I was
pointer.
In Orlando, checking out, as one does, at a CVS.
Okay.
I was in line, ready to purchase.
Is this your spinner's story?
Yes.
Okay. I'm ready.
And one thing led to another, and I'm looking around, taking in CVS, because new things, new products, consumerism.
Yeah.
I look over at, one of the side aisle, the end caps.
End cap.
Of an aisle.
End cap between 7 and 8.
It was Spinner Central. I thought
you were going to say Spinner City.
Spinner City. Spinner City.
The sequel to Spin City.
Who's in Spin City?
Michael J. Fox.
Oh. Who else? Ooh, that one woman with eyebrows. Right?
No, that was the Drew Carey show.
No. Anyway, so I pick up a spinner and I look at the price. Guess how much?
$15.99.
Less.
$7?
This is cheaper than yo-yos. It was like $4.
Oh, that's a good...
$4? A yo-yo will run you $15, $20, well, depending on how holographic it is.
Would you call yourself a spin doctor?
I wouldn't. So,
my
we have two spinners here today. Have never played with one?
Oh, this is weighty.
It's
my friend.
Do this a little. You wave it back and forth like you're at a concert.
I don't like it. It feels like it's going to fall out of my hand.
How fun.
My friend who's a teacher put on Facebook, don't send your kids to school with spinners. Send them to school with pencils.
Oh, my God.
Because apparently they run out of pencils at schools.
Well, here's the thing about
spinners. I thought this is for, like, concentration.
It's for, like, if you have, like, fidget. If you, like, shake your leg or there's just, like... It's a good thing
to have. These are toys. These are toys. And if a parent told me that their kid needed this in my classroom?
I would say the majority of kids probably do not need it, and they're using it because it's like a hip fad. But I think there are people that do benefit from having it.
Oh,
helps
absolutely.
Them
but I bet the majority.
The two of us surely don't need it, and if anything, it's
yours
not.
Yours is way more cooler than mine.
Well, I had first dibs. I had first dibs.
I don't. Red is
this
not
this is giving
my
color. Me cockroach.
No, I had a yo-yo that looked like the blue color on
this
that.
This is beautiful.
It was see-through.
This
it was called
truly...
the brain, and it would sleep automatically.
I could do this all day long. I could just spin and
put your
and
hands
my
in the
arm.
Air. Like you just don't care.
Yes. Imagine if I had two spinners.
You want to try it with both?
Yes. Give me
me hold that one just for a minute.
And then some people can do the spinner and then put it on their head.
Put it on your nose.
I don't think
this is how your glasses get broken.
I know.
Am I going to be that parent that doesn't let my kids do anything?
I guess I shouldn't wear my glasses.
Wait, hold on.
Okay, so
this
if you spin
is,
it. Oh, geez,
wow.
Why don't you try?
Oh my I don't want to break my nose.
Do you think? Oh.
And then I'm going to have to tell people I had a deviated septum.
I bought it right before the drag show I went to in Orlando, and I almost brought it to the drag show, but I was like, I don't want to distract the drag queens with my spinner.
I know. This is... Here, try them both.
Oh, wait. Maybe...
You're...
That was painful.
I think your glasses off is the look. You should try more often on this podcast.
When I feel like... You know what I feel like I look like?
A raver.
Close. That little kid that was in that Bon Appetit... Or that Swish performance.
What was that? Is that supposed
Can
to be...
Can we talk about what Katy Perry's up to?
Wait.
We need to
hold
talk.
On,
we
on.
Need to talk.
Suddenly
no
you
spinner
look like
for
a
you.
Whole different person with your glasses back
no,
on.
Oh, this one's weighty.
Weighty.
So no spinner for you until you tell me what the fuck is Katy
hold
Perry
on.
Up to?
We're gonna, we're going to have a Katy Perry Queens episode like coming up in a few weeks because she's got the album dropping. This is my now.
No. I don't think so.
Maybe I spin one and hand it to you. You are so dumb.
I saw somebody contouring
with it. Tyler is just sitting here, rubbing.
Anyway, okay,
it
so
on his
talk
face.
To me about Katy Perry.
So wait,
no
that kid.
Until you explain what
that
the hell.
Kid who could do that with his arms is that supposed to be a talent? Am I just the worst person?
Did you not
ever?
See the video of him dancing? Him
so
or
I'm
her? I don't know.
She found
we don't
him
know
on Instagram or something.
She posted the video
on her behind the scenes of him dancing on her Instagram first.
On
That's
Twitter,
where I saw
no,
it first.
Like a month ago or 2 months ago.
Okay.
Of him dancing and he was and she's like what the hell and so then so what
now
was the performance
famous. Now he's Alex from Target
oh my god
I don't know I can't keep up
Alex from Target came out what a queer
icon
prince
no wonder Target has so many gay things
what
for
a
sale.
Prince of wearing red and
red's
exclaiming
not my
pride
color.
No
no so yeah Katy had that guy that person that boy that child
the
whoever.
Gender nonconforming friend
in
ours.
The backpack performing his dumb arm swing. I didn't love it.
It's called performance art. Swish,
I didn't
swish,
love it.
Bish.
I thought anyone could do that.
I need to call Katy Perry
I thought
out.
Anyone could do that.
I need to say what I really need to say.
Go for it.
I need to say what I want to say.
I have a lot
of
talk about
out.
Swish, swish.
Swish, swish is an anthem.
Yeah, this This boy with his swinging arms.
I like Swish Swish.
It's good.
I think it's her best move of this era.
Best song so
best song
far.
Of the era. Best, you know.
Although the
cultural moment,
the
if you
Muna
will.
Version of Bon Appetit is really good.
Okay, whatever.
Look it up. Listen to it.
Bon Appetit did not do it for me. What was the other? Well, for Chain to the Rhythm, I actually did like, yeah. But I think Swish Swish
you
is better.
You danced a lot to Chain to the Rhythm,
okay,
that weekend.
Don't tell me what
came
I did
out.
And didn't
I
do. Don't tell
it.
Me. Don't tell me. I didn't sit and
imagine
spin.
Being me.
Do you ever sit
watching
and spin?
You?
I'm gonna bring this into my next hookup, my spinner.
It's like rub it on my butt.
I wonder, because if you do this, wait,
gosh, I knew we shouldn't have brought spinners on for you.
If you do it against your cheek, it kind of feels like a sensational, okay. Something sensational.
Well, we know what you're going to do with those later.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is MeUndies. MeUndies makes the ultimate feel-good undies with free shipping right to your door, satisfaction guaranteed. MeUndies is putting their money where their underwear is during Pride Month. For every pair of special edition Celebrate Undies you buy during Pride, MeUndies will donate $1 to the Los Angeles LGBT Center. And I love that they're doing this. This actually makes me really, really happy. And if you need another reason to try MeUndies, they're offering 20% off your first pair and a satisfaction guarantee that you will love them or your money back. Just visit MeUndies.com/psychobabble. Head to MeUndies today and pick up your pair of special edition Celebrate Undies. Again, $1 from every pair goes to the LA LGBT Center. It's a great cause, and I would love you if you got a pair. And I have to say, they are possibly the softest underwear I have ever worn in my life. They're like so soft. Check out MeUndies.com/psychobabble today. Thanks, MeUndies. We love you.
Anyway. Tell me about Katy Perry.
So here's the thing I have a problem with. So don't go on Carpool Karaoke and say, Taylor Swift started it. She needs to finish it. I just want to be friends, blah, blah, blah. But also, here's my diss track.
She said that track's not about her.
And I,
before the track even came out, she did a whole interview with Billboard saying that there are no songs on her album that are specifically about any other person.
Okay.
She said this song is an anthem for anyone in your life.
Then she needs to outwardly say in that sentence. She needs to outwardly say in that sentence that Swish Swish is not about Taylor Swift.
She already did.
Say it. Say explicitly.
She did. I'll link you to the article.
I would love to see. Because she is currently profiting off of two concepts. That Taylor Swift is a bully and needs to end the argument.
Yeah.
And also, here's a diss track.
Okay.
And she's like, women should be supporting women, but here's a diss track. I'm saying just pick one and own it. You can't do both. And I think Taylor Swift is guilty of doing both also.
Yeah.
I like Katy Perry. I think the longer I have listened to her, the more I become a fan. But sis, let's get real. Pick one. Either women supporting women or here's a diss track. I don't know. Do you agree with that?
I just don't. I think. I mean, I read that article before
sure,
the song even came out.
She can say it's not about Taylor Swift, but the narrative online is she's calling out Taylor Swift. And I get, yeah, people can make their own narratives, but like,
fake
she
news.
Should tweet, this isn't about Taylor Swift then, if she really is about women supporting women.
True. She said in the Carpool Karaoke thing I watched last night or whatever day I watched it, and she said that it was more of like an anthem for people in your life who are like treating you.
Naysayers.
Yeah.
Sure.
Bullies. The bullies on your in your life.
I do love. I love
fake people in your life.
I love
life.
It. It's I
about
think it's,
fake
I think
people.
It's so good.
I pick one problem with like bad lyrics.
I don't
you're
think
like an old coupon expired.
Yeah, well, Mia.
You're about as cute.
Mia,
as
my
an
publicist
old
would really relate to that.
Expired.
You know, Mia loves her couponing. She's a coupon queen. She's a couponasseur.
My main problem with that Carpool Karaoke is James Corden didn't know any of the lyrics to any of her songs.
Tweet him
he
that.
Kept messing up the lyrics. And I was like,
he's giving that Oprah gif.
I was like, do you know? Katie like called him out at one point and was like, that's not the word.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He did it. I swear he did it like three different songs.
What songs? Classics?
He did it for Firework.
Here's another
he
problem
did it for
I have.
Dark Horse.
I have with this Katy Perry era. I have this targeted ad on Instagram all about like her tours coming by tickets.
Yeah.
Every single song in that advertisement clip video thing is a song from Teenage Dream album.
Other albums. Yeah.
I'm like, show us what we're coming to see.
Well,
this is like when
I mean,
I don't like when any
thing.
Artist
Beyonce
is selling
had like
tickets for
Beyonce
yeah.
and Rihanna were selling tickets for their last two tours before the albums even dropped.
I don't like that. And this isn't just Katy. Then I don't like it when any artist does that.
I noticed she's been, all the ads I've been seeing on my Facebook
are like dark horse firework.
I'm no, like, I was going to say they're all like, and these are even the cheap tickets because people complained that the like pre-sale was too expensive.
Oh, is it?
I got tickets I probably have no one to go with.
Do you want me to fly up for it?
Yeah. It's on a Tuesday.
Oh my God. Should we do Psychobabble live from the audience at Katy Perry concert? Yeah.
The tickets are good.
You want to know what is better than anything Katy's been putting out, Gaga's been putting out, Beyonce's been, Rihanna's been, anybody, everybody?
What?
Malibu. Do you like it? Do you hate it?
Did you watch the Billboard performance?
No.
Of Miley's Malibu?
No.
She seemed to like make it more twangy country in the live performance, and I thought,
I'm here for that.
What are you doing?
Oh, maybe
sing the song. I love the video. It's a very pretty video.
I think it's such a summer jam. It's such an unexpected summer jam. Yeah. Though I've been reading articles about, oh, so you wanted to profit off of black culture, but now you want to be white again, which I completely validate.
I saw an article that was like, here's the real reason why Miley had two-tone hair in the video. And I thought, is this what news is these days?
You clicked it.
I didn't. I saw it, but I didn't click it.
So this is I think this is my summer anthem.
I don't know why she
two-tone. Let's hypothesize.
Why did she? Don't know. Do you
think it's commentary on the separation of culture right now?
And maybe she's
bipartisanship.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe she's separating herself from the cultural appropriation.
Mm, work.
Look, I found it. 6 days ago, Billboard tweeted the truth behind Miley's
girl
two-tone hair.
My hairstylist is hard to book an appointment with. I validate that she couldn't go
maybe
in and touch
was,
up her roots.
You're saying that's what her struggle was.
Kyle Krieger was busy. He couldn't touch up her roots.
She said, I like blonde and brown. Now I don't have to choose.
I hate this article.
For chicks, you got to look a certain way all the time, and I just don't want to do that.
Wow. She's brave.
Wow.
Thank you, Miley, for sharing your
story. Thank you, Billboard, for running this
article. Thank you, Billboard, for having a slow news day.
Yeah.
What's your summer anthem right now? Do you have one?
Wow.
If you were to pick one. Because it's the time of the year. It should be out by now. It should be blasting on the radio. If you drive around LA right now, you will hear Malibu over and over
really?
Which way you go.
No, everybody. The second I heard that DJ Khaled, Justin Bieber, Chance the Rapper, Lil Wayne, I'm the one. I was like, that'll be the song of the summer. The second
How's
I heard
it. How's
it
go? I'm the one. I don't know if I've even heard
it's
it.
It's good. You know, I really am over the Quavo guy who's in Migos.
I don't know
He's
any
in
of that
everything
sentence.
Right
what
now.
What does that sentence mean?
So Migos is three different members.
Who hate gay people? That's up in the air, allegedly.
I saw their side when they tweeted the one story. I know you hated this story when I tried to make you have a conversation with me about it via text.
I usually zone
one
out.
One of the members had commented about some other rapper. A news or a radio person asked one of the rappers how they felt about someone coming out. And one of the members of Migos said, that's fucked up. And everyone took it as him saying that being gay was fucked up. He later clarified and said he was saying that being asked to comment on someone's sexuality is what was fucked up.
Okay, that's tricky.
So
and you know what? Media does twist things for what's the most clickable.
Right.
And
what's
the most buzz.
You know, that makes sense to me. I'm gonna
give him a benefit
of
the doubt.
I'm gonna
give
him the benefit
of the doubt. Yeah, sure.
But now everyone's saying that when Katy performed on SNL, that she had drag queens in her performance and that Migos made her get rid of some of the drag queens because they were uncomfortable with them. Or something. But I mean, I watched the performance and there were...
Or they didn't want to perform in the same
venue
something.
As like... And then because of that, Katy didn't invite the drag queens to her after party or something. I was just very confused. I'm like, this all sounds like...
This all sounds like fake news. But everyone ran with it. My entire Twitter timeline was like, how dare Katy, you know,
and I was
pander
like,
to the gay
I'm
community.
Like, I read a lot of the articles and I'm like, now how do I find out which of this is real?
Here's my problem. More drag queens, the better. In life, in pop culture, in everything mainstream.
I swear that one of the drag queens that we saw when
Vivacious.
We were in New York was in that in
Vivacious
the performance.
Was there. Did you see
Vivacious?
Was
there.
Vivacious was there,
she
but
was
Ornacia,
snapping her
Ornacia
fan.
Was not. It was in the microphone.
I think Katy, like, I watched that and thought Katy was a little annoyed.
It was to the beat, at least.
Good for Vivacious.
I'm going to say this. It almost, there's a fine line between queer people being used as props and to be pandered with. And there's she knows that if she includes 50 drag queens, I'm going to know about the performance. People like us are going to know about the performance, at least surface level. So there is a marketing tool with that. But I have read reports from all the drag queens saying she was a wonder to work with. She was so great. Everything was such a great opportunity.
Right.
To work on SNL and to perform on SNL, like, what a cool opportunity. Like, who's going to... you know, I think if it's a win-win situation for everyone and drag race fans are like, oh my God, how cool drag culture is being embraced by mainstream media or mainstream pop culture. Cool. What's the problem?
See, I know. And
it's all with how you view it, with what lens you have on.
Right. And if I feel like a lot of people are trying to come for Katy right now anyway. This whole era has been like wrapped in scandal, and a lot of the songs haven't been performing as well as people thought.
It's her art pop.
I think all three of the songs she already released are better than.
Let's not get crazy.
I was gonna say I can't name three good songs from art pop.
You've lost your mind.
I'm kidding.
You can.
Swine. Yeah. Fashion. I just didn't like Aura.
What?
Guy.
I don't know if I was a fan of Guy really.
But, I mean, I will definitely keep my eyes on Migos. I mean, again, then they replied to this scandal, and they were like, we did a song with Frank Ocean. Like, we don't hate gay people. Why is this still a through storyline?
I don't know. I think it's cheap shots, easy shots. Katy Perry's on the down right now, and everyone's like, it's easy to pile on her. Just like Gaga during our pop. So, you know what? I am going to actively, consciously not jump on that bandwagon.
Did you see people saying that Swish Swish is about Kate or about Taylor because Swish is very close to Swift?
Oh, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. I love Another One in the Casket. That's a great
lyric. Nikki. You know Nikki's like sung verse that she does where she's
I hate when she does that. What?
I was like,
you like it?
When she's like, yeah, like, I already despise you. And she's like singing it.
Despise you.
Yeah. I'm like, that should have been the chorus of the song. Although I do love the like casket line.
I don't like it when Nikki sings. No offense, Nikki.
There's
that era of Nikki when she was singing the Roman Reloaded.
I guess I don't know Roman. I need to make a Nikki Spotify playlist.
Oh my God.
Is what I need
when
to
I
do.
Drive you to the airport today, I will play it for you. And you will gag that ever was
sung.
A thing. She performed it on the Grammys with the Pope. Do you remember that?
I remember the performance.
It was Nikki, I am your fan, but you need to be talked off every career ledge with that one because that was not the right moment.
Roman Reloaded.
It was not right.
How do you feel about Nikki changing her fans from Barb's to the Kingdom?
I heard they're against it. I have no opinion.
I thought I liked being a Ken Barb.
Let's change the cycle babies to what?
I'd rather.
I did like being a Ken Barb.
I don't want to be part of the Kingdom.
I know.
Isn't that a Nick Jonas?
I think that's
TV
a Nick Jonas
show.
Yeah, you're right.
I'd want to be a Ken Barb.
I did identify as a Ken Barb 7 years ago.
I really did. I think you still are a Ken Barb.
I think so. When I first discovered Nikki, it was 2010 in LA, and I was like, yes, I'm a Ken Barb. Hey, Annie, in my deep V.
And you were like, itty bitty piggy.
Yes, I was giving you itty bitty piggy realness. Now, before we get into anything else today, we gotta give some love to our sponsor, and that is Kopari. You know what? If you are gonna live a long, healthy life, it starts with taking care of yourself. I am a firm believer in that. That is why I'm here to introduce you to a line of beauty products that is as great at multitasking as you are. Kopari. These are products that moisturize your skin, your hair, they smell great, but it's without any sulfates, silicones, GMOs, or parabens. And instead, Kopari products are made 100% with organic coconut oil. It's just like a good way to take care of you. So you can say hello to the best skin and hair of your life with Kopari. If you just go to KopariBeauty.com/Tyler, you will get 20% off your order. That is Kopari. It's Kopari Beauty.com/Tyler for 20% off your order. You're welcome in advance. We love you so much. Thank you so much for sponsoring this. Thank you so much for sponsoring this episode. We love you. And again, give them some love because they made this episode completely free. So back to good songs on art pop. Aura, Venus.
I hate Aura. I hate Venus.
Aura is so good. You know, it used to be called Burka, which would have been, thank God she changed it.
Problematic.
Dope was an attempt. An attempt was made.
Is that one? What's is
you
Jules
like fashion?
I love fashion.
Fashion.
It's good to run to. Okay. Swine is great to run to.
Art pop is incredible. Do what you want is good, but I wish she had started from the get-go with Christina Aguilera. And R. Kelly was never a part.
You know what I'm looking forward to from Katy?
What?
A song without a featured artist.
Well,
she's dropped three songs and they all have features. Did you pre-order Witness?
Hell no. Here's
well,
the thing.
I got two copies came with my, you know how she's getting her album sales.
Yeah.
You buy concert tickets and you get an
Everybody
album.
Does that. Everybody. I'm not going to blame her for that.
Isn't that what Rihanna did? You buy a cell phone and Anti comes pre-downloaded on it.
Yeah, something.
At the Billboard Music Awards, they announced the album as Anti.
No!
It was nominated for something and they said Anti. And I was like, I don't think that's how it's said.
I didn't pre-order a Katy Perry song or album.
Well, I'll give you one of the hard album copies.
Oh, will you? I got
two.
I gave you.
I know all the ones you've given me. They're all in my car.
What I was going to say is, so do you think we live in a time when you have to feature to even exist in radio or to get any traction?
I'm just like.
Because girl, look at Malibu. Top 10 Billboard hit.
And it's what?
No feature.
Oh, well, yeah. It went in top 10 this week.
I know. Her first top 10 since what? Wrecking Ball?
Yeah. Adore You never went in the top 10.
Oh, I liked Adore You.
What was I going to say? I don't need her to have a feature.
I'm kind of done. Everyone should just be doing...
She's trying to rehab a dark horse moment, and I'm like, why are you living for the past? Move on.
Work.
But, I mean, she's had a lot of number ones with featured artists, if you think about it. E.T. with Kanye, California Girls with Snoop. I mean, this has always been part of her brand.
I get it.
So you love Katy Perry.
Is it...
She's going to be an American Idol judge.
I'm going to say something, and I don't mean... It's just kind of an observation from what you just said. Is she the queen of...
No, that's Ariana Grande.
Featuring just hip-hop artists? Is that what her shtick is?
Oh, maybe.
Is that how she... Is that her formula?
Has she ever had... She did a duet with John Mayer.
You said Kanye.
But that was on John...
Kanye.
But that was on John Mayer's album.
Who else does she feature? Anybody else?
Why not
just rap artists?
Duet. That's like pop's very influenced by that now, I guess.
Sure. I'm just observationing.
Yeah. Are you excited she's going to be a judge on Idol?
I actually am.
Did you read about...
I heard she made $25 million from that.
She tweeted this morning, I'm very proud of my paycheck.
And good for her. Me. Me when I do a brand deal.
How about Henny? Can't you just ever shh sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes she does need to shush. That's unnecessary.
But no, she was saying it was like good for women and that she's being paid more than any man on that series has ever been paid before.
Actually, you know what? How dare us tell a woman to shush about her being proud of her accomplishments?
I think it's just back. For me.
Immediately, I feel wrong.
I don't think it's for me. I would say the same thing to a man if they were bragging about how much money they made.
Braggadocious.
But I'm never the type to be like, guess how much money I got.
I think in a world, maybe, this is maybe the lens she's viewing the world, is in a world where women get paid less.
Yeah. Then we need to recognize
She should speak out when she earns and she makes it work. Yeah, maybe okay.
Did you see what?
I don't have a problem
with it. Did you hear what Taylor Hicks said about American Idol judges?
No.
Well, they were talking about Chris Daughtry being a judge.
Is that going to happen?
And Taylor Hicks be offended. He was like, how dare they consider someone who didn't even win? I went through so much more as a winner than he ever did.
Here's who, if you could pick...
Kelly.
If you could pick four... Kelly's already doing The Voice, right?
Is she?
Yes. Kelly got confirmed for The Voice.
I didn't know that.
Which feels like a major betrayal.
Did you see she tweeted the other day in all caps, I can't wait for y'all to hear my new music.
Yes, I did.
I can't wait either.
If you could pick four judges for American Idol from past contestants of American Idol,
yep.
Who would you want? Two guys, two girls, maybe.
Adam Lambert.
Yeah, that would be great.
Kelly Clarkson.
He did Australian Idol.
Adam Lambert, Kelly Clarkson.
Yes.
Carrie Underwood.
No.
And another boy to even it out, maybe.
I would rather have like a Kelly Pickler.
She's incredible.
I think Kelly Pickler and Kelly Clarkson are two same, like goofy.
That's why I went with Carrie. Carrie's smart and very like.
I love an Adam Lambert option.
Yeah.
I mean David Archuleta, but no. Maybe like a Sanjaya would give an edge to that.
Maybe out of William Hung.
Okay, let's calm down. I would like who else?
I can't like. After they got to the last five seasons, I was just always rooting against
the
boys.
Who's that woman? Lakeisha Jones?
Yeah.
I would love that.
Okay.
She's got talent.
Nerve.
She's got perspective.
Charisma.
Nerve. Charisma. Ooh. Danny Noriega?
Adore Delano.
Adore Delano as a judge. I don't hate it.
I got that. I'm into it.
Who was the boy that sang Gallery? Loved that song.
Mario?
Sometimes I sing that in the... Mario Vasquez. Sometimes I sing that in the shower and I think, this is the song in my range.
Oh,
this
really?
This is the song.
Really?
I have every note. Even when the key changes.
What do you think my range is?
Oh, you're like an octave down. There you go.
But I went for my deep voice. You know I got that sick falsetto, though.
Oh, my God. How low can you go? Give me the, your lowest note.
I don't know.
Quick. Three, two, one. Lower.
Lower
at all? You just sound dumber. Lower.
I can't go lower.
Oh, I was going to say, if you can go real low, Pentatonix is looking for a fifth now.
Oh, a fifth?
You know somebody quit.
No.
Yes.
What?
Avi.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
When?
He did. Recently. The low note boy. No. So every time I'm around Scott and Mitch now, I'm just like, hey. Because I don't know if they're auditioning.
Avi's every moment Pentatonix could be quit the YouTube group.
Well, he's doing his own thing. I don't know if he's quitting, but he's like just exploring his own options right now. Everyone's kind of doing their own things, and you know.
Well, are Scott and Mitch just putting out an album together? They had a super fruit feature on Betty Who's album.
I would love that because I love their feature, and I also loved the single they put out.
I don't think I ever heard that.
Are you kidding? It's so good.
It was called,
and
like,
the music video is so cute too.
Is that the video game one?
It's their faces in like cartoon.
Yeah.
It was really cute.
I guess I did hear that.
So if you have that low note, if we can expand your range,
maybe
you can join Pentatonix.
I can be the Ix.
Okay.
In Pentatonix.
Okay, sure.
You don't think?
Sure. What's this deal? We need to talk about the biggest scandal.
Please tell me it's the woman being sued by the, like, Bumble date.
I wasn't going to say that, but we can go there. I was
did you
say
read
about
that or not? I saw you put it on the list.
I did.
I already had it on the list.
Tell me about
it. I was so excited to talk to you about this.
What happened?
This guy and girl met on Tinder.
Yeah.
And they were Disney Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, which I still haven't seen and
I saw it. It was just okay, but I was on a date, so I was kind of distracted.
Can't believe you saw it without me.
I don't even remember how it ends because we were kind of doing our own thing.
So
we weren't like jerking it, but we were definitely like goofing around. We didn't like hook up. We were just kind of like, hey.
I hate this. So this guy was on a Tinder date with this girl and they went to see Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. She picked him up. They drove to the theater. They're sitting down. Movie's getting ready to start and the movie's starting. And her friend texts her to say, hey, how's it going? Etc. And she's replying to the text, but the like movie has started. He looks at her and says, if you're going to keep texting, can you take it outside?
Yes, me.
So she takes it outside and leaves.
Oh, good for her.
And just goes and leaves.
If somebody did that to me.
And says she feels.
I feel like I've had something like that happen.
And feels
kind
very
of.
Like, she said she felt very awkward. He like kind of like yelled at her to like turn it off. And she left. And then never came back. He stayed and watched the whole movie and then texted her and was like, I guess I'm just supposed to get my own ride home. I'm like, call an Uber.
Yeah,
like,
this is, it's 2017.
So then he texts her the following morning and says, you need to give me the $17.41 that I spent on your movie ticket back or I'm going to sue you.
I love this.
She replies, LOL, are you joking? Like, you're crazy. Like, I was very offended when you, like, yelled at me to stop texting. And he was like, yeah, I'm being absolutely serious. And he filed a lawsuit to sue her.
Small claims,
for
honey.
$17.41.
Mm.
I went and found this guy on Twitter. People are praising him.
I would be on the same boat because
no,
I like drama. I don't think he's right, but I like the drama.
I hate drama. And you know,
if there's one thing
me.
I do love, when I walk into a movie theater to see Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, I think, I sure hope there's drama.
Can you fathom? So then, of course, one of those like ridiculous TV shows like Inside Edition or E or somebody gets hold of the story and then like flies to whatever state they're in and makes them re-meet in front of the theater together so that she can give him $17.
She paid him back?
$17.41 so that he'll drop the lawsuit.
Wow.
It was awkward.
Well, yeah.
I watched the clip of them like meeting
I love
in person.
A reunion.
He said in the lawsuit that she and people like her are a menace to society.
Retweet.
Texting in the movie theater.
She is disrupting.
He's acting like he's
culture.
He's riding this out like he's going to meet the woman of his dreams now because he did the right thing.
Here's the real tea. This is all.
Someone ever shushed me at a movie theater.
We've been bamboozled. This is all a marketing ploy for Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
I haven't seen it yet.
That
but
is
it did
that.
Make me think, I guess I haven't seen
it
this
It made
movie.
Us talk about it. I cannot believe we've been duped. That's in the in it's this is stupid. I hate this.
Oh, because it was like IMAX, I'm sure. So it was 17.
Oh, so now I know it's on IMAX. Great.
Yeah.
This has all worked out in their benefit.
You didn't love it? Did it have a good soundtrack?
Yeah. It was good. It was cute. It was fine. It was. Here's the thing.
Did you really love Baby Groot?
Yeah.
Did he ever get big?
I really loved Volume 1.
Okay. I knew you loved Volume 1.
I've watched it multiple times. I really love it. I thought it was great, especially because I'm done with the Avengers. We get it. Okay?
I hate Iron Man.
We get it.
Whatever that actor is.
So it was nice to have a new crew of...
people to root for?
People. But it's just, I don't know if it lived up to what I wanted it to be. I thought it was great.
How many volumes are there going to be?
I don't know. There's definitely going to be another.
Was there a crossover? Did you stay at the end of the credits for the,
like... there were like 5 extra clips after the credits.
Really?
Yeah.
I always watch that and I think, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, I always have to Google, what does this mean or who's this?
And then you link me to that dumb video of like all the Avengers movies weave together.
Anyway.
Somebody the other day asking me...
Who's your favorite Chris?
Somebody the other day asking me, which Hemsworth brother I want to fuck?
No. Which Chris do you want to fuck? Hemsworth, Pratt, Pine, it's et cetera.
Pine? No.
I vote Pine. Wait, which one's
I've
which?
Never thought Pine was attractive unless his head is completely,
This was a poll. This was a poll on Twitter.com.
Which Hemsworth is it? Is it Thor or is it...
I don't know.
Or is it the one that's dating Miley?
Chris Daughtry was the fourth.
Chris Hemsworth is Thor, and I would pick Thor.
So there were I did that poll, but I forgot who was who, and so I accidentally voted for Pratt when I meant to vote for Pine.
You would vote for Chris Pine?
Yes, I find him sexy
I
as hell.
Think
when he fucks that green alien woman in
Star Trek,
in his underwear, he's so
Chris
hot.
Chris Pine with makeup on.
What are Chris Evans? Oh, that's the other one. So Captain America, Thor. Star-Lord and Star Trek. What's his name in Star Trek?
Chris Pine.
No, what's his name in Star Trek?
William Shatner.
We're almost there.
Captain Kirk.
I would fuck Captain Kirk.
Chris Pine to me always looks like a ventriloquist's dummy with too much makeup on.
Well, he's here. Why would you say that? Come on out.
He always looks...
He's so hot. That's exactly my type.
No.
If I were to pick a Chris.
I pick Thor.
You pick Daughtry.
I pick Thor. I'm going to tweet this poll. Speaking of polls I tweeted, you really think that it's flick off?
So when you give the finger to somebody, that's what we're talking about.
Yep.
Is it flip off or flick off?
Flip.
I say flick off. Don't flick me off.
I hate when people say flick. It's like,
that's
can't.
Totally it.
Flick.
What am I doing?
This is the flick.
This is
when you take your finger and flick something off. You're like, flicking. Whoa, it flipped up. There
flicking
it is.
You off. No. Once I.
This is flick. You want to know the results of my Twitter poll?
Flip. We get it.
It was like 75% said flip.
Well, that's like when I ask, do you guys watch Instagram stories or Snapchat stories? I only watch Instagram stories. 90% always says Snapchat.
I watch more Snap. I always see them dumb scrolls on the top of my Instagram and I think, why do I care?
I care.
I've figured out how to mute some of them. I did mute yours.
You did not mute
No,
me.
I saw you the other night trying to serve people alcohol.
When?
At a party.
Oh, last night. No, I was not drinking.
What is he up to?
I was at a birthday party last night and I was not drinking.
That Find My Friends app to spy on where you were.
You cannot see where I am, can you?
Always.
No.
It's good. In case your body ever ends up in a gutter, you're going to thank me.
Oh, God. I was at a party and I was not drinking, but I was like, you know
Serving.
What? If I have to deal with people, I'm not dealing with half drunk people. I'm dealing with fully drunk people that I can just Irish exit out of here for.
Smart.
So I was giving everyone shots.
I knew I raised you correctly.
Thank you. I was giving everyone shots saying, who needs a shot? Who needs a shot?
You were the shot boy?
I was
the
shot boy.
Did you wear your thong?
Thong? No. 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 I wore denim.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't call yourself a spin doctor?
It was a birthday party, and he had a big chocolate cake, and nobody was taking up any pieces because everyone was a model.
Did you do that scene from Matilda?
I did something better. I took a pretzel and I sliced it down like as if it's a credit card in a machine.
It's a chip.
And I was sliding it down to collect remnants.
Yeah.
So as nobody would know that I took any. But it looks like somebody just kind of cut the slice and kind of separated it a little. And I just kept doing it around every slice. So by the time I had a lot of chocolate and a lot of frosting and a lot of cake on my pretzels.
Were you double dipping the pretzel?
No, it was a small pretzel.
You were licking it and putting it back.
And by the time I really enjoyed all of that cake, it still looked like the whole cake was there.
Wow.
So I really showed
no
them.
No carbs just in time for summer.
I really showed them.
Wow. Is there anything else you want to let the people know today?
No.
That's it.
That's it.
Pre-order witness on iTunes.
Follow Twitter, Psychobabble. Follow us on Twitter. What should we do? Should we do another giveaway soon?
No.
Okay.
I still need to mail the other giveaway.
Oh, the poems?
I mean, by the time this episode comes out, I'll have mailed the poems.
Did you announce the winners?
No, I'm not announcing. I was just going to DM them.
Oh, you're
them.
Just going to DM them. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, or one of us, whoever runs the Twitter account.
Oh, it's whoever does. I don't know who does. Really keeps the mystery alive.
I guess
alive.
One of us will have to do
one
it.
One of us will have to figure that out.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Stay tuned.
And I mean, good luck.
But also goodbye. Don't stay tuned. This
don't
episode
keep listening because it's done. But good luck.
I hope you had a fun day.
Send Corey a picture of Chris Daughtry on Twitter right
no,
now.
No, no, no. Thor.
No. Send me a picture of Chris Pine.
Okay.
Cool. Okay, bye.